Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Ariel Van Cleve. This week on AK, rural recycling. The city of Nome just bought a new recycling shed online. It's another step towards diverting more waste from the landfill and either repurposing it or shipping it out of Alaska. Rural recycling presents some unique challenges for environmental management, and the city is finding some unique solutions. KNOM's Zachariah Hughes has the story.
Glenn Jones yanks on a ripcord, warming up Nome's new can crusher. Jones is the operator for Nome's landfill, and the crusher is a diesel-powered hydraulic press that was built to flatten 55-gallon steel drums down to just an inch. Now, after some tinkering, Jones has got it squeezing soda and beer cans into big squares a little over 2 feet wide.
And it had crushed down to about 4 inches deep of cans.
The Nome landfill recently set up a new recycling facility. Nothing fancy, just some big plastic totes inside of a little wooden shed. But it means residents can start dropping off a lot more stuff to be recycled.
Glass, aluminum cans, and cardboard. There's three different bays in there to sort out through it.
Cardboard is a biggie. There's more and more of it coming into Nome, partly from the steady rise in shipments brought in by the grocery stores in town. Sometimes, Jones says, a truck will drop off a load that's 3/4 cardboard. If you bury it all in a landfill, it takes up a ton of room, and it isn't cost-effective to recycle unless it's squished into super-dense bales that can be shipped out to processing facilities in the lower 48. Jones recently got some medium-sized balers up and running. The idea is to eventually put some behind the grocery stores so they can bale on site rather than trucking loads of cardboard out to the dump each day.
So we're here at the Nome City landfill, and as you can see, there's signs all over telling people where to separate their wood, their aluminum cans, glass.
Anama Saito is the regional backhaul and recycling specialist for Kowarik, the regional nonprofit based in Nome.
Yeah, most people don't think about where their trash goes once they put it in their trash can, but we're in the business of figuring out where it goes after that and where the best place for it to go will be.
Saito's main job is coordinating with communities around the region to redirect anything that could be hazardous away from landfills and towards a staging area in Nome.
Most of them are diverting aluminum cans and plastic bottles, and then electronic waste and lead acid batteries. Those are the main items, along with fluorescent light bulbs, which contain mercury.
The idea is to get anything that's potentially hazardous out of the communities and recycle everything else. But recycling in a hub community off the road system has some, let's say, interesting challenges. For one, everything is far away, which means the fuel burned for transport often outstrips gains made from repurposing stuff. Saito says it also makes it expensive to transport old newspaper and bales of cardboard back out.
When material is brought here into Nome, it usually has a one-way ticket, and it usually will end up at the landfill or in people's yards if they're like I am.
And the small population, relatively speaking, makes operating at a large scale next to impossible. Nome is basically straddling two different recycling systems and borrowing a bit from each of them. The urban waste management strategy is to bury lots of stuff in landfills and consolidate all the reusable goods for processing at recycling facilities. It works financially because of the high volume. You can only cover costs if you're sending tons, literally tons, of cans and cardboard for reconstitution. In a region of around 10,000 people with high transport costs, that approach only goes so far. The indigenous model, by contrast, is to locally salvage everything useful, then discard the rest in a body of water. Saito says that worked when all the waste was organic.
The practice of doing that today, of course, has to change because the materials that we're using are, the majority of them are plastic.
Nome's evolving strategy is to keep everything that isn't toxic and find a use for it. Glass is the best example. We like recycling glass. It's pretty, it's heavy, and we've been taught to think of it as reusable. But, Saito says, the heft and volume in a bottle makes the carbon footprint of shipping it out huge. Plus, glass is stable, so it's not doing much harm if it's left alone in the dirt. Saito and Jones want to go a step further, though, and get a glass crusher. It would smash up bottles into smooth shards to be used like gravel, or even as decoration, because, frankly, it's kind of pretty. The point is, glass would stay in Nome and get reprocessed to do new work. Rural recycling still has a long way to go. But, Saito says, the interest is there.
Almost daily I have people asking me, you know, how come you're not recycling this material, or how come you're not taking more of that? And really right now we're operating at full capacity. We don't really...
Like a lot of things in rural Alaska, expanded recycling is going to depend on cooperation and resourcefulness. And maybe just a few more diesel-powered hydraulic crushing machines. For AK, I'm Zachariah Hughes.